The week since federal authorities revealed an alleged conspiracy to help well-to-do families buy admissions into elite colleges has been a week of soul-searching for many. We heard last hour on Morning Edition from local parents who've been struggling to help their kids get into college. There's also a crisis of faith for the students who've worked hard to get into the schools they want. In this Edify report, WBUR's Max Larkin has their story.
Sitting inside Harvard's gleaming new campus center, Jose Larios doesn't have many illusions about the way the system works.
Wealth is extremely influential in college access. Like, if you come from a well-off family in, say, Beverly Hills, odds are you've heard of college. You've heard of the SAT, the ACT. Your child, from a very young age, has that as an expectation. That is huge.
But last week's news of famous families using bribes and fraud to help get their kids in, that caught Larios by surprise. It felt like overkill.
So how someone could, like, already be extremely advantaged already and then decide, let me actually break the law, break the system more than it already is, and commit fraud. That is shocking to me.
Walking across campus, Larios explains that he didn't have those same advantages growing up in New York City. He remembers telling his parents, who emigrated from Honduras, about his plan for the SAT.
I actually had to explain to them what I was actually doing with these, like, large volumes of books I would, like, borrow from the library.
And so he took subways around the city, seeking free programs and mentors. They taught him some of the hard truths about higher education.
For example, a student from, like, my background would have, like, a graduation rate of less than 10%.
Larios got to Harvard and to junior year with hard work, talent, and a little luck. But he also gives credit to programs designed to expand college access for people like him. They don't just demystify financial aid or offer test prep. They give students from low-income backgrounds a place to strategize, celebrate, and vent. And now they're coping with questions of fairness raised by last week's indictments of some of the nation's wealthiest parents.
There's a lot of work that is put into going to college to see that they just reap the benefits without putting in that work. I was like, wow, that's basically telling us to, like, screw off.
That's Zaira Garcia, a senior at East Boston High School. Most of that school's students come from low-income households, and less than half of its latest graduates were enrolled in college in the spring after graduation. Garcia works with the school's Gear Up office. It's a public college prep program. At the end of the school day, seniors, awaiting admissions and award letters, are dropping by with last-minute questions. Garcia, an athlete, is in at Northeastern with a generous scholarship. But her classmate, Naylene Rivera, wasn't so lucky. Rivera says she's a good student, also an athlete, engaged in her school. But she had one big problem, SAT stress.
So I was just, like, staring at my tests, like, thinking about how I'm not going to do well because I don't have enough time. I studied, but I'm forgetting everything in the moment, so I just think it's not fair.
Among Gear Up seniors, the SAT remains a source of panic, and for many, disappointing results. And though a few say they know their lives won't be determined by test scores or college acceptances, they add that sometimes it can feel that way, especially coming from their background. It's a paradox for young adults in public city high schools. They may have more to gain than anyone from attending top-flight colleges, but those colleges still aren't set up to welcome them in large numbers. Back at Harvard, Jose Larios understands how Harvard could change his own future.
I can absolutely see, like, why this is a springboard. For someone, like, from a low-income background, there's, like, professional experiences straight out of college where they pay you six-figure salaries.
But he says that for now, he has other plans. He's studying education and public policy, and he hopes that down the road, he'll find a way to even the odds for people like him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.